tobacco, beef, and more. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Morgan. The University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture hosted the Tobacco, Beef, and More Field Day at the Highland Rim Ag Research and Education Center. Rob Ellis, interim director of the center, shares why this day is important for producers.
And we're having a Tobacco, Beef, and More Field Day. It's just an opportunity for us to invite producers out to the center, and we have different project leaders that are just giving them information on beef cattle and on tobacco production. Our whole desire with the research center is to generate information that will help them in their farming practice, whatever they're doing, whether it be beef cattle, tobacco, or even row crop. We try to help them understand and what's the best variety for me to grow, what's the best of this, and that's what our desire is, to get them the information they need to put more money in their pocket.
Ellis says it's an event all about the producers. Throughout the day, beef tours covered technology used to increase reproductive efficiency, and the tobacco presentations discussed pairing byproduct feeds with forage, as well as an overview of the veterinary feed directive.
We usually invite all the vendors. We like for them to come out, and it's just an opportunity for them to get face time with producers, and they can show them what they have to offer, and it's just a good thing for both parties. And also, it just seeing folks that are in the same business as you are and just spending a day, you know, just talking with one another.
The agriculture vendors present add to the value producers receive by attending the field day and allow the entire community to celebrate tobacco and beef producers where their credit is earned.
And it's a tradition with all our centers. We have 10 centers like this in the UT system, and field days are yearly events, and they're very big on our agenda each year. It's about producers and to get them the most up-to-date information for their practice. And I think just the networking that goes on and just getting folks together with one another and that kind of thing is very important. The way communications are today, all that information is out there on the internet somewhere, but still to be able to come and be face-to-face with one another at an event like this is a very good thing.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.